Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, this is Chris Meadows, and I know it's been a while since we've gotten together. 2 weeks ago, we had a live show from the Harvest Girls International Retreat, and it's been even longer since we've had a lunch and listen. So I just want you to know that I'm back. I'm back in the saddle, and Lunch and Listen is alive and well, and I will be bringing it to you every Tuesday. Today is Wednesday, but I just wanted to kick it off today. I didn't want to wait till next Tuesday. So just keep tuned and listen. And I want you to share this with someone. Let them know that if they don't listen to it when I air it live, they can always go to the archives and listen to it at www.blogtalk.com. And / Chris Meadows, CRISMEADOWS. Well, thank you for listening to Lunch and Listen. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International empowers women to celebrate the journey of their lives, no matter what that journey is. And we also empower young girls with the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. Harvest Girls is located in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we are excited to be in the Midwest where we can reach you from the East Coast to the West Coast and basically all across the world. Blog Talk Radio is allowing that to happen, so I'm excited for that, for the sponsorship that Harvest Girls brings to Transformation Begins With You. I am Chris Meadows, your host, as I said earlier, and I am the founder and president of Harvest Girls International. We wanted to empower you today on something really, really exciting that I just learned this weekend. I was at a Resilient Women's Conference with Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. Many of you know that is my girl, that's my sister friend, and so we share a lot of things together. So I was asked to go on a tour with her on the East Coast in Maryland and Virginia, and we had an awesome time. And I just want to share with you one of the presentations that I presented at that conference. But before we get started, I want to talk to you a little bit about the title of this show called Bounce Back, Baby. Yeah, that's right, Bounce Back, Baby. I just wanted to be a little sassy with you today because I want you to know no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, you can bounce back. You are resilient more than you know. God put it deep inside of you for you to bounce back from all the trials and the triumphs and the situations and the tragedies of your life that has held you back. They no longer have to hold you back. Today is the day of your release. You no longer have to say, this happened to me, that's why I'm this way. That happened to me, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. That's why I'm in lack right now. You don't have to be in lack. Let me tell you, it's a state of mind. Trust me, it's a state of mind. You have to trade one thing for the other. You have to determine and make up your mind that you want to change some things in your life. You know, change is the most resistant thing that people will not succumb to. They won't succumb to change. They won't allow change to work for their good. Now, some change is not good, but there is a change out there. And that change is creating hope and newfound great expectations. That is the change that I'm talking about. Change is a state of mind. Change does not matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what you've done, where you've been. Change starts with your mind. Change is doing something different and getting a different result. I often say insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. And sometimes you have to realize that change is a choice. Change comes by choice and not by chance. You know, there's a saying out there that says, change your mind, change your life. And you change your life, you change the world. And some of us sit back and wait on change. We don't have to wait on change. Change has come. Change has come because you have the ability to grab hold to change. Let me say this. President Barack Obama built his campaign and won a presidency on one word, change. And then as he was going into the home court advantage of winning the election, he said, change has come. Change has come, not just for our President Barack Obama, but for us individually. Let me say this. He ran the campaign on something that was key to me, and it gave me this, I have this awesome mindset for change since Barack Obama, President Barack Obama has been in office. He said, change we can believe in. Change has come because we believe. The change that we can believe in is change in Jesus Christ, change in our Lord and Savior. Change, that's the change that we can believe in. Let me tell you something about change. You know, if you want to grow, you must change. If you want to walk in your purpose, you must change. If the old is to pass away and the new is to come, you must change. If you want to be better and do better, you must change. If you want to be free and loose the chains that bound or bind, you must change. And to see yourself and see others as God sees them, you must change. And change is inevitable in our life. We're going to always have something changing. But there's one thing that will never change, and that's the word of our Lord. And there's one thing that change has taught me. Change has taught me the biggest thing, the power of change, is the power of love and forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful, changing, life-changing tool in your life. Not only forgiving just others, but forgiving yourself. Oh, yeah, I forgive myself because I messed up my life. I forgive myself because, you know, maybe I didn't make good choices. Forgive yourself. That's a powerful love tool for change. And also, I just want to let you know that there's a little saying that I have. I want to read it to you. Everything must change. If I am to abstain, my life I must rearrange in order for me to reign. Challenges, adversities, and economy will never hold me back. I am a child of God, so I never suffer lack. Change, creating hope and newfound great expectations is what God requires of me, for I am His sensation. I have the power to dream to be the best that I can be. I will succeed because I believe in me. So here I stand with my life in His hand, determined to make it, determined to make my stand. For I am God's future and a part of His master plan, all because I yield to change. Because in me is He, and I am God's great sensation. Did you know that you were sensational in the eyes of God? Do you know that God thinks that you are awesome? Do you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Do you know that you have the final say about you? So if you're on that job and they're trying to beat you down, they don't have the power to do that. Only you have the power to say whether they beat you down or not. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's the mentality that's in your mind that matters. Walk in the room and change the atmosphere. You walk in the room and change the atmosphere with the presence that you bring. If you believe it, you can receive it, and then you can achieve it. Let me tell you, ladies, and if I have some gentlemen listening, I am excited for you today because you are resilient, meaning that you can face the inevitable obstacles and the shifts in your life with courage and with faith and patience. You can refuse to give up. It is the quality of your character that allows you or a group of people around you to rebound from your misfortunes, hardships, and traumas. Resiliency is rooted in tenacity of spirit, a determination to embrace all that makes life worth living, even in the face of overwhelming odds. You know, when we have a clear sense of identity and purpose, we are more resilient because we can hold fast to our vision of a better future. That is from the words of my dear friend, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. When you are sure of who you are and you have a clear sense of your identity and your purpose, you can bounce back because you can hold fast to the vision of a better future? Do you know you have the power to dream, to be the best that you can be? You are resilient. You can bounce back. If that thing that you went through in your life didn't kill you and you're still here, then you can bounce back, baby, from anything. They may have killed you once, but they'll never kill you again because you know what it takes to make it. You know the challenges that you have faced. You know what it takes to get out there and make it happen. Nobody's words, people's opinion of you is your reality. Only the opinion of what you say about you matters. What God says is the ultimate opinion of you. I want to read this to you from Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor from the Resilient Women's Conference. She says, when feeling tired, worried, or overwhelmed, I pray for energy and a bounce back mustard seed kind of faith to rise the next morning, encouraged to press on so the enemy could say, darn, she's up again. I gain strength from Isaiah 52 and 2. Awake, clothe yourself with strength, put on the garments of splendor, shake off your dust and rise up, free yourself from the chains that bind. Women, you are strong, and woman, you are resilient. You can change anything in your life with the help of God. You know, I am so excited to be able to come to you. I want to hear some of your stories, your change stories. You know, if you would just write me at harvestgirls, this is the email address, harvestgirls@yahoo.com, harvestgirls@yahoo.com, and let me know some of your change stories. I would like to share them on our next Transformation Begins With You. Indianapolis, if you're in the Indianapolis area, I want you to listen. On Saturday, November the 20th, Harvest Girls International will be presenting a lunch and learn, free at MCL on 86 and Township Line Road in the Indianapolis area. And one of the topics we're going to be talking about is how to get your groove back, but not like Stella. And one of the other topics we're going to be talking about is wine gets better with time. We're going to have a little bit of something for our golden girls, and we're going to have a little bit of something for our young women. It's an easy lunch and learn. It's a free event. All you have to do is purchase your lunch, and we just want you to come and enjoy the fellowship and the friendship and to be empowered to bounce back, baby. This has been your host, Chris Meadows, with another wonderful and awesome Transformation Begins With You, the lunch and listen portion. Would you please go to our website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, and just let me know how you enjoy Transformation Begins With You. If you want to keep us on the air, I need your support. Let me hear from you. You know what? Remember, no matter what you go through, no matter what it looks like, if you're still alive, you're still in the game. I want you to stay in the game of life because, remember, you can bounce back, baby. And no matter what life takes you through or to, transformation begins with you. I love you, my sisters. God bless you, and may God keep you is my prayer. Have a blessed and prosperous day. Bye-bye now.